name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Excuse me. Now, friends, today is the feast day of Saint Josephine Bakhita. And Bakhita in Arabic means fortunate. St. Josephine Bakita was born in the Darfur area of Sudan. She was of royalty, so she probably had a pretty good life growing up, at least until she was kidnapped by some gentlemen from Arabia and sold into slavery. They gave her the Arab name Bakita, which means fortunate in Arabic. She was kidnapped when she was but 8 or 9 years old. St. Josephine was born somewhere around 1869. She was captured into captivity and sold as a slave around 1877. So she was between 8 and 9. She was sold some 12 times over a 12-year period. Now, I say sold. She was sold or given away, conveyed, some 12 times over a 12-year period. She had some good and gentle masters, and she had some cruel masters who would beat her with a whip or draw designs on her back in flour and then sketch them out with a knife and drawing blood, being sure to pour salt in these wounds to ensure that they would leave a permanent scar. One of her masters, an Italian consul, agreed to take her to Italy. She was then given as a wedding gift to an Italian family. When her Italian family took an excursion to Sudan, actually to the Darfur area, because they had business relations there, they left St. Josephine in the care of a group of Canossian sisters in Venice. It was with the Canossian Sisters of Charity that she learned about God. Josephine had always believed in a God who created everything, but now she came to know him. When her mistress returned, St. Josephine refused to leave the convent, which led to a court battle. The Italian court sided with Josephine, holding that because slavery had been outlawed in Sudan before she was kidnapped, St. Josephine could not be a slave, and she was thus declared a free woman. For the first time in her life, St. Josephine was truly free. St. Josephine chose to remain with the Canossian Sisters and was baptized on January 9, 1890. She received her first Holy Communion and was confirmed on the same day. She was confirmed by the Cardinal Patriarch of Venice, Giuseppe Sarto, the future Pope St. Pius X. She took the name Josephine Margaret Fortunata, of course the Latin translation of her slave name. On December 7, 1893, St. Josephine took her novitiate vows with the Canossian Order. She took her permanent vows on December 8, 1896. She was assigned to the convent at Chio Vicenza, Italy. For the next 42 years, she would serve as a cook and doorkeeper for the convent. She was also given the opportunity to travel to other convents where she would share her story and prepare the other sisters for missionary work in Africa. She was known for her tender and loving voice and was lovingly referred to as the Little Black Mother or as the Brown Sister. When she spoke of her enslavement, she often said that she would thank her kidnappers. If not for them and their actions, she never would have come to know God and his son Jesus. During World War II, the people of Chio would refer to St. Josephine as their protector because while the bombs did fall in the city, not a single civilian was killed. As she grew older, St. Josephine required the use of a wheelchair. When anyone asked her how she was doing, her response would always be, as the Master desires. It was on February 8, 1947, that St. Josephine spoke her last words, which were, "Our Lady, Our Lady," and then she died. Wow, what a story. What a moving story, and what a life St. Josephine Becotti lived. I mean, I'm completely amazed. And I was amazed this morning. I was dumbstruck. Excuse me for a second. I had to wash something over my throat. And she's not the only saint of the day today. She is one of many. I mean, we have over 10,000 saints in the Catholic Church. So it stands to reason that there would be a plethora of saints of the day. For instance, St. Jerome Emiliani, who was born in 1481 and died in 1537, so he was 55 or 56 when he died. He lay chained in the dark, dirty dungeon. Only a short time before, he had been a military commander for Venice in charge of a fortress. He didn't care much about God because he didn't need him. He had his own strength and the strength of soldiers and weapons. When imprisoned, the League of Cambrai captured the fortress. He was dragged off and imprisoned. There in the dungeon, Jerome decided to get rid of the chains that bound him. He let go of worldly attachments and embraced God. When he finally was able to escape, he hung his metal chains in the nearby church of Treviso in gratitude not only for being freed from physical prison, but from the spiritual dungeon as well. After a short time as mayor of Treviso, he returned to his home in Venice, where he studied for the priesthood. The war may have been over, but it was followed by the famine and plague, war's devastation often brought. Thousands suffered in his beloved city. Jerome devoted himself to service again, this time not to the military, but to the poor and suffering around him. He felt a special call to help the orphans who had no one to care for them. All the loved ones who would have protected them and comforted them had been taken by sickness or starvation. He would become their parent, their family. Using his own money, he rented a house for the orphans, fed them, clothed them, and educated them. Part of his education was to give them the first known catechetical teaching by question and answer. But his constant devotion to the suffering put him in danger too, and he fell ill from the plague himself. When he recovered, he had the ideal excuse to back away, but instead his illness seemed to take the last links of the chain from his soul. Once again, he interpreted his suffering to be a sign of how little the ambitions of the world mattered. He committed his whole life and all that he owned to helping others. He founded orphanages in other cities, a hospital, and a shelter for prostitutes. This grew into a congregation of priests and brothers that was named after the place where they had a house, the Clerks Regular of Somacha. Although they spent time educating other young people, their primary work was always Jerome's first love, helping orphans. His final chains fell away when he again fell ill while taking care of the sick. He died in 1537 at the age of 56. He is the patron saint of abandoned children and orphans. In his footsteps, become a foster parent. Millions of children need the love and care of a foster family. Contact your local family services agent or Catholic Charities to find out how you can help. St. Jerome Emiliani, watch over all the children who are abandoned or unloved. Give us the courage to show them God's love through our care. Help us to lose the chains that keep us from living the life God intended for us. Amen. Saint Josephine, pray for us. Saint Jerome Emiliani, pray for us. And I read Saint Jerome from Catholic.org. Saint Josephine was gleaned from MorningOffering.com and Catholic.org. And you can find it on our blog at thefourpersons.com. That's the, T-H-E, the number four, persons, P-E-R-S-O-N-S.com. As far as the daily update, William has still not gotten back to me with a topic for Saturday, or even whether it's going to be a live show or an uploaded show. Ken is going to talk about how we are born again in baptism, and I will be listening to that show raptly. That's going to be a really good show. And then Saturday, March 2nd, Lisa Marie Nicole is going live, and her show is going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, and she is going to have a special guest, and that is a Nashville recording artist. Hang on, I'm pulling up her page now. Lisa Marie Nicole. And that recording artist is going to be none other than Andrew Dean. I should have remembered that. I should have thought of Jimmy Dean. Let's see if I have an email. No, I don't have an email from William. I'm surprised. But tomorrow, Ken, at 7 o'clock Eastern, will be talking about how we are born again through baptism, and I will be listening. And then at noon Saturday, William's going to have his show. On Monday at 7 p.m., we're going to pick up on the Gospel of John with Luke. Luke was sick this week. If you didn't catch it last night, we did a great interview with Father Stephen Imbarato. And I've got to tell you that Father Stephen Imbarato really saved me from my Pope bashing. And I've come to the realization that we've got to follow the Pope. We can't be following what we think, because what we think doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit didn't choose any of us to be Pope. The Holy Spirit chose Pope Francis. And so I'm going to err on the side of doing what Jesus told me and what the Holy Spirit told me. And that's following the Holy Father. And that's what my conscience tells me to do. And that's what I'm going to do. So let's go ahead and pray the three Hail Marys Novena. O Immaculate Virgin, O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And that would be for the recovery of Jack Graves and for the special intentions of everyone listening, whether you're listening live or whether you listen streaming at your convenience, which you can do, and I welcome you to do so. And for my special intentions. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayer. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you, through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessities. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Seed of wisdom, pray for us. O Holy Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ, pray for us. Amen. And in case I forgot, St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Friends, I know we all wanted something for Christmas that we didn't get. Maybe it was a rosary. Maybe it was a nativity set. Maybe it was a candle holder or some kind of rosary or Catholic jewelry. Well, friends, I want you to go to the rockcompanyshop.com. That's the T-H-E, rock, R-O-C-K, company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P, .com. There you can find all sorts of great Catholic gifts, rosaries, nativity sets, statues, all made from olive wood. You can find crucifixes made from olive wood. And this is olive wood from the Holy Land, where they cut the dead tree branches once a year. And then artisans in the Holy Land purchase them and work from them and sell them the next year. And friends, this is a really great gift for yourself. Maybe it's a Lenten reminder. Maybe it's a gift to give somebody for Lent or for Easter. You know, Lent's starting in 6 days, so you got to hurry up and get your orders in. And the Rock Company Shop is a great place to do that. And go visit my friends Tony and Paulette Rock, and tell them that the four persons sent you. We don't get any discounts or any advertising money or anything for advertising their show or advertising their website. They're a friend of the show, and we want to support our friends in Israel. They're in Bethlehem. They're 2 minutes by car from where Jesus was born. And Paulette has gone there and prayed where Jesus was born for Keila for me. And that means a lot to me, guys. And they've been interviewed by John once right before Christmas. And they were interviewed by John again last week with Lewis, whose last name escapes me. And Lewis, I'm sorry, you can beat me up for it later. But I want you to visit the rockcompanyshop.com. And tell them the four persons sent you. And I want you to have a blessed rest of your day and a blessed day tomorrow until I see you at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. My name is Richard Pettis. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for joining me. I love you all.